Hola, delinquents. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. You know who I am. I'm your boy. I'm your guy. I am Sarge. Welcome to Friday. It's Friday again. Just like that. See? And before you know it, the weekend will be gone. It's already gone. And it's Monday again. That's usually how that works. Oh, man. May 10th. My dog still hasn't popped out those puppies yet, and that's going to be any freaking day now. Any day, it needs to happen, okay? Because the faster they get out, the faster they get out of my house. I don't live in a giant place. Delinquents, if you know me, if you need a dog, let me know. Let me know if you need a puppy, because I will, I got you, if you know me personally. If you don't know me personally, and you want a dog for super cheap, then email me at thegrayarea.com or thegrayarea@gmail.com if you want. Or just hit me up on DM me on any of my socials. I'm not hard to get a hold of, you know. If you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me. All right. You know what I've started to realize? That okay, there's always going to be haters, right? And I've always had haters. People hate my charisma. People hate how outgoing I am, how easily sociable I am with, like, complete fucking strangers. Right? Here's a story time. Ready? Story time. So, I'm out with a bunch of my, like, college buddies, right? And they have their girlfriends. And these guys are just drinking, right? These guys are just drinking, and They're looking at the girlfriends, okay? So I'm complete two dudes just fucking being strangers, you know, just at the same bar, are looking at my boys, you know, girlfriends. Okay. All right. And they're getting, they're like, oh, man, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to do this. I don't know how we're going to do this, man. I was like, I got this. Hold on. So I walk right up to the table. What's up, gents? And they're like, what's going on? I took them completely off guard. They were not expecting me to just fucking show up. Be like, how you guys doing? You guys having a good night? Can I get you a beer? It's not me, man. Yeah. Oh, God. You just de-escalate. You don't automatically jump to the worst case scenario. Oh, man. That's funny. There's always going to be haters, man. And now that I'm being a little bit more, I'm out there a little bit more. There's trolls. I have trolls now. Trolls are the people that are on the internet that will want to talk shit about you. You know? Like really, dude? You don't have anything. You don't have anything else to do. But like talk shit about somebody that's voicing their opinion on the internet. Like I don't expect everybody to agree with me, right? That's not going to happen. Especially when it comes to, like, the Palestinian thing, where I'm right, and everybody else that's saying free Palestine is wrong as fuck. Obviously, right? So this guy's like, watch out, everyone. Some guy with a mediocre podcast is about to start lecturing. Gird your loins. He said, gird your loins. Like, whoa. There's children on this app, man. Gird your loins. Stop talking about grabbing your junk. Jesus Christ. Gird your loins. Oh, shenanigans. Shenanigans. Friday. Friday, 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 Friday. I mean, you must be doing something right if you have haters, right? Right? If people are trolling you on the internet, they're trying to get like a something out of you, like a reaction, you gotta hit them with the 180. Like if they come at you derogatory or rude or just like making fun of you or whatever, hit them back with positivity. They don't expect that. They do not expect that you to come back with them and be like, hey, hold on. He called me mediocre. I was like, mediocre? I'm way worse than that. I read at a third grade level, my friend. Yeah, they don't expect that shit. It's just keyboard warriors doing keyboard warrior stuff. some guy with no face, no profile picture, no followers, wants to talk shit to you. Or even if they do have followers, I don't give a fuck if he has zero followers or a million. You're getting my attention? You get my attention by trolling me or hating on me, you're going to get a fucking reaction video. Congratulations, dude. This is going to be the highlight of your fucking week. I'm going to forget about this by lunch, okay? Oh, man. Yeah. Don't let the hate, let the haters hate. Let the trolls troll. Don't dwell on that. I can't believe someone said that about me. I've been doing this podcast since 28. Could you imagine if I reacted with like a teary-eyed reply? I've been doing this podcast since 2018, and you're not giving me any credit for the hard work and accomplishment that I've done. My delinquent army loves me so much, and I love you. And I just did, and I just don't want to. Why, God? Don't have to be a bully. God, I'm pretending to cry, and I'm starting to cry. Because, like, your body just... I think it's like a muscular reaction. Like, if you pretend... Like, actors probably know this. Like, if you pretend to cry, you have to, like, manipulate your face to make the cry face, you know? Like, the sad face, like, you know? Like, you're crying. And that must, like... I don't know. Interfere or react or... Activating those muscles for... Crying automatically gives you some sort of psychological actually cry thing, because my eyes were actually welling up there and I feel completely fine. I'm not actually sad. Oh man, I need to get an oil change like ASAP. I think I'm gonna go. You guys want to go to Dunkin' with me again? You want? We can make that a thing. I could just go through Dunkin' every podcast I do this. There's one right by my office. Just go do Dunkin'. And you guys can tell me what I should get next time. If you want. You want me to eat a Boston cream pie? Hey, ladies. So, in sports news, the Knicks are good. And that's your that's today in sports. Dun, 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 dun. All right, I don't know, man. Haters are something to be admired. You know, you're not doing something right if you have no haters. And I'm not talking about like haters like friends, family, fucking acquaintances at work. I mean people going out of their way on social media to talk shit about you, taking time out of their day and give it to you to talk shit. And they have no idea who you are. That's cool. That's cool. And I'm pretty sure I actually have a couple trolls out there that I know personally that just don't want you know, their names out there. Which is quite possibly a thing. I guarantee you this happens all the time. Oh, I'm in her circle, I'm in his circle, we're best friends, we're really good acquaintances, and but behind closed doors, when I open up my fucking phone and my social medias, I am the biggest fucking shit talker to that person ever. Whatever. You hate me, you motivate me, baby. Hate me to motivate me. I'm gonna keep on going. I'm gonna keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on dancing all through the night. I'm going to keep on, keep on, keep on. That song is so fucking annoying. Could you imagine that song on replay? Repeat? Who is that? The Partridge Family? I'm going to keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. Oh, my God. That's like my generation. We had like fucking Crazy Frog, which was annoying. The song that never ends. This is the song that doesn't end. I, Henry the Eighth, I am. I, Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth. All annoying, right? But that, I'm going to keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on dancing. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Just that part. Oh, over and over and over again. Just, like, cycling. Oh. You could, that's torture. That's fucking torture. Be like, where are you hiding the bodies? We're hiding the bodies. Where are the bodies at? We know you did it. You already admitted guilt. Now let the families get closure. The families need closure. Where are the bodies at? I'm not going to tell you anything, pig. You're never going to get anything out of me. I'm already standing the rest of the... Okay. I'm already going to be in here for life. I don't care. All right. Hey, Chad. Of course his name's Chad. Bring it in.
Bring in what? What are you bringing in? What are you talking about?
You guys can't torture me. That's illegal. That's unconstitutional. It's not torture. It's not torture. We just thought you'd like to relax with some music. I'm going to keep on dance. The bodies are here. God. Like the Taliban or fucking ISIS or... Even if they don't fucking know English. Just have the interpreter be like, where are they at? Tell us where you're hiding the munitions. Where's the uranium? Where's the bombs at? Where are the hostages? I'm not going to tell you anything. Infidel. All right. I'm going to keep on. Oh, my God. God, they would tell you everything. Be like, this is my mom's name. This is her address. This is my other wife's name. I have three wives. They live here. The hostages are located in this place, location. The actual leader of this terrorist group that you were looking for, I know you didn't ask the question, but here you go. This is his address. He's there right now. Go ahead and pop on by. Whatever. Play that song for him. Gonna keep on. Oh my God. It's so great. Keep on keeping on, people. That should be the name of the podcast. Haters and keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on, haters. There you go. That's the one we have decided. See, I never know when I'm going to name my podcast title until, like, I'm halfway through the fucking thing. Because I'm talking, and I'm like, I don't know. What am I going to talk about today? I don't have plans. When I first started this thing, I had topics. I had notes. I had, okay, we're going to talk about this. Now I just go. I'm just going to tell you stories about my life, stories about my day, how I'm feeling, how I feel you should feel given certain situations. You know, I can only talk about politics so much. And we're what, 6 months away? Wait, 160 days? 5 months away? A little over 5 months away? What the fuck is it? May? June, July, August, September, October, November. Okay, we're 6 months away. Oh, actually, no. June, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah, a little less than 6 miles. 6 miles? 6 months. Oh, my God. I could see Joe Biden walking out to that song. And now, the President of the United States. We're gonna keep on. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Stumbling, bumbling, sleepy Joe.
But I was just, I love that song. Oh, the Partridge Family. Oh, yeah, I grew up where they grew up, and I went to their churches, and I ate their food, and I'm going to tell you what now. This isn't hyperbole. We had some good times, didn't we? I smelled all them kids. All of them. All them kids, I smelled them. Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. What a fucking, that's hilarity. Gonna keep on. Oh, I'm annoying myself. Oh, 14 minutes into the podcast. Do you guys miss me when I'm not here on the weekends? Should I be doing weekend podcasts too? Well, too bad. Okay, I have other responsibilities. Okay, this mediocre man needs to, you know, decompress. I want to write more of my book over the weekend. I got a lot done this week, believe it or not, which is kind of cool. I think I'm at like 20,000 words or something. And I have a long way to go. I'm going to try to figure it out, like, but I'm going to have a lot of words.
There's a lot. There's a lot that's gonna happen here. Oh man. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Bum 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 bum. Sports. My White Sox are trash, but you know, it is what it is. I just thought you guys should know that. Chicago sports teams are garbage. Oh, they're all hot garbage. Who do we got? Nobody's good. Nobody's good. Blackhawks suck right now. Cubs suck. The Chicago Fire, I don't even know how good they're doing. The Bears did really good on the offseason, but they did good on the offseason last year. We got rid of Justin Fields. We got Caleb Williams. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm excited for football. I like football because I like the fall. I love the fall. The fall is great. The fall weather is the best weather. Yeah. Fall, it goes fall, spring, summer, winter. No, I like winter, though. It's just fucking cold. I think summer's like my least favorite season. Now, I'm not talking about activities, okay? Summer's got great activities. But when it comes to just weather, all right? When people say they love summer, it's because they love what they could do in the summer, right? But if you're just talking about the winter and the weather and the fall, yeah, you could just be like, it kind of sucks. You know what I'm saying? It kind of sucks. Summer is what I'm saying. Oh my God, it's a line out the door for Dunkin. I don't have time for you. I don't have time for you! I'm not going through the freaking line at Dunkin. Should I? Should I? I'm going. I'm doing it. I'm pulling the trigger, delinquents. You get to talk to me a little bit longer today. It says sparked energy. What do they do with the... Oh, my goodness. You got people fucking hanging out the goddamn... Fucking insanity. You should go around. All these people are trying to get into Dunkin' right now. That's nuts. What time is it? It's 9:07. Does everybody show up late to work on a fucking Saturday? Friday? Because I think they do. I don't know what to do here. Should I? I'm in a predicament, delinquents. You know when you're doing shit and you're like, there's like this giant line in the drive-thru and you're like, oh, do I go in? Would it be faster if I just park and walk in? Let me tell you the problem with that, because when you do that, you'd be like, oh, the drive-thru line's way too long. I should just park and go in. It'll be faster. And then you park, and then you're like, I'm boxed in now. You know what? I'm going to go in. I think I'm going to go in. Everybody's trying to get in there. I'm just going to pull up. I'm just going to pull in there, and I'm going to pause it, and through the magic of editing, delinquents, I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to let you know how this turns out. Live experiment coming up. And go. Oh, yeah. That was way fucking faster. I'm sitting here looking at the line still, and I took my fucking time. I walked in there. I stood in line for a little second, and I was like, oh, they have those automatic checkout things. Like, you just go up to the kiosk, and you fill it with kiosk. What a cool word, kiosk. And then you just do it. You just do it. You put your little order in to whatever specifications you want, and then you leave. That's it. And you wait, and they're like, hey, here you go. This one's for you. I'm like, thanks. And I come out here, and there's still fucking cars wrapped around the fucking Dunkin'. How lazy. How lazy are you motherfuckers that you can't just fucking park the goddamn car and walk in there? You would save yourself 15 fucking minutes of just sitting. Oh, I have a condition. Okay, yeah, I know what your condition is. It's called fucking laziness. I had fucking back surgery. I don't want to be... I'm moving, man. I gotta move. We gotta move. You know what helps you heal? Moving. Yeah, yeah. You're not gonna get better if you just keep sitting in your car hoping life would be over. You gotta keep on. Oh, man. I got my Dunkin' refresher. I'm ready to fucking go. I got the mango pineapple green tea. Yesterday, I had the kiwi watermelon lemonade. was too tart. It was too tart. There was too much going on. So I had to drink it down a third and top it off with water. And that was pretty good. And then I drank it down another third and topped it off with water. That's how good it was. That's when it was peak. And then it just got diluted from there. But right at the beginning, it was too tart. That lemonade is strong. So now I'm going to do the green tea today. I have it ready. You guys want a live freaking... You want me to tell you how good it is? Well, let me park, okay? Because I only have one arm. Two arms. I have two arms. One's driving, you know. So based off of that, I'll let you know. Here we go. Ready? You got to give it a little shake. All right. Oh, yeah, it's much fucking better. Green tea is the way to go. If you want to get a refresher, green tea, not lemonade. You're welcome, delinquents. I love you. I'll see you next week. Bye.